Welcome to Pathology Roundtable. I'm Dr. Eric Johansson, and today we're diving into some pretty intricate topics in oncology. We're talking about how cancer spreads, the importance of staging, and those often misunderstood paraneoplastic syndromes. It's a lot to unpack, but it's essential for anyone involved in patient care.
Absolutely, Eric. Isn't it amazing how everything connects? When we understand the mechanisms behind cancer spread and staging, we can really enhance our approach to treatment. It's not just about the tumor. It's about the whole patient experience.
Right on, Nadia. And let's not forget, when you're elbow deep in an OR, basic science is everything. Knowing how cancer behaves can directly influence our surgical strategies and patient outcomes.
Exactly. So let's set the stage for our discussion. We'll start by exploring how cancer cells invade surrounding tissues and spread throughout the body. This understanding is crucial for both diagnosis and treatment planning.
And I can't wait to share some of the latest research on this. It's fascinating how tumor biology can lead to systemic effects that we might not immediately associate with cancer.
So buckle up, everyone. We're about to embark on a journey through the world of cancer spread and its implications.
Let's bring all the pieces into focus. All right, let's dive into understanding how cancer spreads. It's a complex process, but at its core, we're looking at two main pathways, hematogenous and lymphatic spread. Hematogenous spread involves cancer cells entering the bloodstream, while lymphatic spread occurs through the lymphatic system. Both pathways can lead to distant metastases, which complicates treatment and prognosis.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? When we think about how tumor cells invade surrounding tissues, we see a clear picture of their aggressiveness. These cells can break through the basement membrane and migrate to other areas, which is a key factor in how cancer progresses.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I often see the consequences of these mechanisms firsthand. For instance, if a tumor has invaded the lymphatic system, we might find lymph nodes affected during surgery. It's crucial to understand these pathways for effective surgical planning.
So, let's break it down a bit more. Tumor cells often undergo a process called epithelial mesenchymal transition, or EMT. This transformation allows them to become more mobile and invasive. It's like they're switching gears to escape their original location.
Exactly. And this isn't just a random event. It's driven by various signals in the tumor microenvironment. Factors like growth factors, cytokines, and even the extracellular matrix play roles in facilitating this spread. It's a real dance of biology.
Right on. And the implications for treatment are huge. If we know how cancer spreads, we can tailor our approaches, whether it's targeted therapies or immunotherapies. Understanding these mechanisms is like having a roadmap for navigating the complexities of cancer care.
Here's where this all comes together. By grasping how cancer metastasizes, we can improve our strategies for early detection and treatment. It's all interconnected. So let's talk about the importance of staging in oncology. Staging isn't just a bureaucratic step. It's a critical part of understanding how far cancer has progressed. The most commonly used system is the TNM classification, which stands for tumor, node, and metastasis. Each of these components gives us vital information about the disease.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? The size of the tumor, whether lymph nodes are involved, and if there are distant metastases, these factors all play a role in determining the best treatment options. It's like putting together a puzzle where each piece reveals more about the patient's condition.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I often see how staging directly impacts surgical decisions. For instance, if we know a tumor is localized, we might opt for a more aggressive surgical approach. But if it's advanced, we might need to consider palliative measures instead.
Right on. Staging also helps in predicting outcomes. For example, early-stage cancers generally have a better prognosis than those diagnosed at a later stage. This information is crucial for both patients and healthcare providers in making informed decisions.
And let's not forget the role of imaging techniques in staging. Advances in technology like PET scans and MRIs have made it easier to assess the extent of disease. These tools can literally change the course of treatment.
No kidding! They help us visualize what's happening inside the body, which is invaluable. It's like having a map that shows us exactly where we need to go.
Here's where this all comes together. Accurate staging not only informs treatment strategies, but also enhances communication among the healthcare team. It ensures everyone is on the same page, ultimately leading to better patient outcomes. Next up, let's dive into paraneoplastic syndromes. These are fascinating yet often overlooked complications that can arise in patients with cancer. Essentially, paraneoplastic syndromes are a group of disorders caused by the immune response to a tumor or by the tumor itself producing hormones or other substances. They can affect various organ systems, leading to a wide range of symptoms.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? For instance, a tumor in the lung might lead to hypercalcemia or elevated calcium levels, affecting the kidneys and nervous system. This shows how a single malignancy can have systemic effects that complicate patient care.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I've seen patients with paraneoplastic syndromes present with symptoms that seem unrelated to their cancer. It's crucial for us to recognize these signs early, as they can significantly impact treatment decisions.
Right on. There are several types of paraneoplastic syndromes, including endocrine, neurological, and hematological disorders. Each type can present its own unique challenges. For example, neurological syndromes might cause confusion or muscle weakness, which can be mistaken for other conditions.
Exactly. Understanding these syndromes requires a holistic approach. We need to consider not just the tumor itself, but the broader implications for the patient's health. It's like looking at a painting. You can't appreciate it fully until you step back and see the whole picture.
No kidding. And the diagnostic challenges can be significant. Often these syndromes can mimic other diseases, leading to delays in appropriate treatment. It's a reminder that we need to keep our diagnostic skills sharp.
Here's where this all comes together. Recognizing paraneoplastic syndromes is essential for providing comprehensive care. By understanding these connections, we can improve patient outcomes and tailor our treatment strategies effectively. So, let's get into the clinical manifestations of paraneoplastic syndromes. These syndromes can present in a variety of ways, often mimicking other conditions, which makes diagnosis a real challenge. For example, hypercalcemia is a common manifestation, especially in squamous cell lung cancer. Patients might experience symptoms like confusion, nausea, and even kidney problems.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Hypercalcemia can lead to such a range of issues, and it's often the first clue that there's an underlying malignancy. It's crucial for us to recognize these signs early on, as they can significantly affect treatment plans.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I've seen patients come in with symptoms that seem unrelated to their cancer. For instance, someone with a neurological syndrome might present with muscle weakness or confusion, which can be mistaken for other neurological disorders. It's a reminder that we need to keep our diagnostic skills sharp.
Right on. Another example is the Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome, which is often associated with small cell lung cancer. Patients might experience muscle weakness that improves with activity, which can be quite puzzling if you're not aware of the connection.
Exactly. And then there's Cushing's syndrome, where patients can develop symptoms like weight gain and hypertension due to ectopic ACTH production. These manifestations can really complicate the clinical picture, and it's vital to consider the possibility of a paraneoplastic syndrome in these cases.
No kidding. The diagnostic challenges can be significant. Often, these syndromes can mimic other diseases, leading to delays in appropriate treatment. It's a reminder that we need to maintain a high index of suspicion for paraneoplastic syndromes in our patients.
Here's where this all comes together. Recognizing the clinical manifestations of paraneoplastic syndromes is essential for providing comprehensive care. By understanding these connections, we can improve patient outcomes and tailor our treatment strategies effectively. All right, let's shift gears and talk about diagnostic strategies for cancer spread and staging. It's crucial to have a comprehensive approach to identify how far the cancer has progressed. One of the first steps is imaging techniques like CT scans, MRIs, and PET scans. These tools help us visualize the tumor and any potential metastases.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Each imaging modality provides different insights. For example, a PET scan can show metabolic activity, which is vital for identifying active disease even when other scans might not detect anything. It's like having multiple lenses to view the same picture.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I often rely on these imaging results to guide my surgical approach. If we see that a tumor has invaded nearby structures, we may need to adjust our strategy on the fly. It's all about being prepared for what we might encounter.
Right on. Alongside imaging, laboratory tests play a significant role. Blood tests can reveal markers that indicate the presence of cancer or its spread. For instance, elevated tumor markers can provide clues about the type of cancer and its progression.
Exactly, and we can't overlook the importance of biopsies. Obtaining tissue samples allows us to confirm a diagnosis and understand the tumor's characteristics. It's like getting a sneak peek into the tumor's biology, which can inform treatment decisions.
No kidding. The diagnostic challenges can be significant, especially when symptoms overlap with other conditions. That's why a multidisciplinary approach is essential. Having oncologists, radiologists, and pathologists collaborate can lead to a more accurate diagnosis.
Here's where this all comes together. A thorough diagnostic strategy not only helps us understand the extent of the disease, but also guides our treatment plans. By integrating various diagnostic tools, we can enhance patient care and improve outcomes. So, let's discuss the management implications of understanding cancer spread, staging, and paraneoplastic syndromes. This knowledge is crucial for tailoring treatment plans. For instance, knowing how far a cancer has spread can significantly influence whether we opt for surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. It's all about customizing care to the individual patient.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? When we recognize paraneoplastic syndromes, we can better manage symptoms that might otherwise complicate treatment. For example, if a patient has hypercalcemia due to their cancer, addressing that condition can improve their overall health and response to therapy.
Fair point, Nadia. In the OR, I often see how these factors play out. If we know a tumor has metastasized, we might need to adjust our surgical approach or even consider palliative care options. It's all about being proactive rather than reactive.
Right on. A multidisciplinary approach is essential here. Oncologists, surgeons, radiologists, and palliative care specialists need to work together to create a cohesive treatment plan. Each discipline brings a unique perspective that can enhance patient outcomes.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the importance of patient education. When patients understand their condition and treatment options, they're more likely to engage actively in their care. It's empowering for them to know what to expect and how they can contribute to their own health.
No kidding. Plus, considering the emotional and psychological aspects of cancer care is vital. Patients often face anxiety and depression, especially when dealing with complex syndromes. Addressing these issues can significantly impact their overall well-being and treatment adherence.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding the implications of cancer spread, staging, and paraneoplastic syndromes allows us to provide comprehensive, patient-centered care. By integrating all these elements, we can improve not just survival rates, but also the quality of life for our patients. All right, as we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on the key concepts we've covered. We started by exploring how cancer spreads and the mechanisms behind metastasis. Understanding these processes is crucial for effective treatment planning. Then, we discussed the importance of staging, which helps guide our clinical decisions and predict outcomes.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? We also delved into paraneoplastic syndromes and their clinical manifestations. Recognizing these syndromes can significantly impact patient management, as they often present with symptoms that can complicate treatment.
Fair point, Nadia. We highlighted the diagnostic strategies that are essential for identifying cancer spread and staging. Imaging techniques and laboratory tests play a pivotal role in crafting a comprehensive evaluation. It's all about having the right tools at our disposal.
Right on. Finally, we discussed the management implications of understanding cancer spread, staging, and paraneoplastic syndromes. A multidisciplinary approach is vital for tailoring treatment plans that address the unique needs of each patient.
Exactly. And as we wrap up, let's encourage our listeners to stay curious and engaged with their health. Understanding these concepts can empower patients to take an active role in their care.
No kidding. Remember, when you're elbow deep in an OR, basic science is everything. It's the foundation of everything we do in patient care.
Here's where this all comes together. The interconnectedness of cancer biology and patient care is crucial for improving outcomes. Thanks for joining us today on Pathology Roundtable. We hope you found this discussion insightful and informative. Until next time.